الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Very respected viewers of Madanishin We once again welcome you in our program called Dua Alhamdulillah in this program we've got various segments And in these segments we Alhamdulillah learn about various dimensions of the topic as well as other different subjects we discuss. But before we proceed towards our topic, let's recite Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyyallah.
As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyyallah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah.
Wa sima ba'zbay, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله
وبركاته
الحمد لله على كل حال زمها ويه
الحمد لله رب العالمين Welcome إن شاء الله عز وجل Today we've got our first segment that is regarding dua and respectfully today the first segment which is about dua we will be talking about the prophetic duas those duas which were taught by Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has mentioned them and taught the ummah how to pray in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are those du'as? This is our discussion today. And we will also show you on your screen. You can take picture if you want. You can learn them. And you can include these beautiful prayers in your daily routine. Let's, without any further delay, start our topic. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has taught us many different du'as, alhamdulillah. The very first du'a which I would like to share with viewers of Madani Channel, and if I would request you to mention, which is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, for the salvation from any sort of calamity, Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam taught us du'a. What is that? Please mention that.
SubhanAllah, beautiful du'a mentioned by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also very important for us to learn, as every now and then we do fall prey to various calamities, and we do then start thinking that how can we find alleviation from those calamities. So alhamdulillah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has guided us, told us which dua to make. So there's a beautiful hadith, as you mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, where the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the person who recites this dua three times in the morning and in the evening will not be harmed by anything of the world.
SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah.
Three times in the morning and three times in the evening. And he will not be harmed by anything of the world. And what is his dua? Bismillahilladhi la yadurru ma'asmihi shay'un fil ardi wa la fil sama'i wa huwa sami'ul alim.
SubhanAllah.
This is the dua that the Prophet ﷺ has mentioned, that if a person recites three times in the day, three times in the evening, he will be safe from all the calamities of this world. Now, how comprehensive and beautiful this dua is from the perspective of the world that we're living in, from the times that we're living in. In fact, for every single person of every era, because we are prone to various calamities facing different kind of adversities. So when we are prone to such adversities, why not follow the instructions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and gain blessings of it?
So in other words, this is a total protection, inshallah. Mm-hmm. It is an hisar kind of thing. See,
it's a shield for us.
Yeah, it's a shield for us that we can get protection from any sort of calamity which can harm us in this dunya. Respectively, these are the beautiful du'as, beautiful wazaif taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our program is du'a. And that's the reason we have brought these beautiful prophetic du'as for you. So you can also learn. And these are from ahadith. The second dua, Wasim Abbasbay, that is regarding when we go to our bed. Right? So at that very moment, before going to sleep, what prayers should we make? What duas should we ask? What supplications, what wazaif we should recite? One of them, which has been mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, Could you please mention that?
SubhanAllah. Just before this, Rizwan, you see how beautiful our religion is, how beautiful Islam is guiding us and every aspect of our life. Facing adversities, we covered the dua, which we should recite. And then now we're talking about the dua that we should recite when we go to bed. Every one of us, we go to bed, we go to sleep. And then what should be our routine whilst we go to sleep and what would be the benefit of it? Now the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said that the person who goes to bed, who goes to sleep and recites this dua three times, Allah Almighty will forgive all his sins. All his sins, no matter if his sins are as many as the leaves of the trees of this world or the sand particles of the cliffs of this world.
SubhanAllah.
SubhanAllah. All the sins of ours will be forgiven if we recite this dua three times when we go to bed. What is the dua? Astaghfirullah al-Azim al-Ladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-Hayyul Qayyum wa atubu ilayh. This very dua. So all we need to do is recite this dua three times before we go to bed, and inshallah, our sins will be forgiven.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Beautiful prayer, asking forgiveness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing istighfar before going to bed. What a beautiful way of, you see, ending your day. So during our day, maybe we end up speaking something which is not according to the teachings of Islam. We talk ill about other people or we utter words which should not be said. And maybe we hear something which should not be heard. Maybe we commit so many different sorts of sins may be committed during the whole day. So at the end, when we are going to sleep, sleep is known to be sister of death. It's kind of a person is nearly died when he goes to bed. You see, so at that very moment when a person is going to sleep, at that very moment before that, we have been taught to do istighfar. We have been taught to ask forgiveness from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from all our past sins. We never know. There are many people we hear that they went to bed and they couldn't.
They never woke up.
They never woke up again. So every night, whenever we go to bed, we should have this thought that maybe this could be my last night. So why not make istighfar? Why not ask forgiveness from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And if you follow the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he taught us, subhanAllah, what a beautiful way to make istighfar, to do istighfar, to ask forgiveness from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before going to bed.
And from the other perspective, Rizwan, if you think about it, as you were going through this, I was just thinking about it, that again, if we consider the fact that the glad tiding that is given, all our sins will be forgiven.
SubhanAllah.
What else will we want? Now imagine, just try to compare this against something worldly, which we perhaps hold more dear to us.
And wait.
That imagine that if it is said that by reciting this dua before you go to bed, all your debts will be waived off. All the debts of thousands of thousands
Nobody
of
would
thousands
get that.
Of pounds we have, all the debts will be waived off. All erased. You'll be debt free. No loan on you, no debt on you. How many of us will miss this dua?
No.
But on the other hand, we're being given this glad tidings that all of our sins will be forgiven.
SubhanAllah.
Then what is stopping us other than laziness?
Respectively, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam used to recite another beautiful dua, Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. This dua, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite, and when he would wake up, he would recite another dua, Alhamdulillahilladhi ahya nafsi ba'dama anataha wa ilayhi nushur. This was the dua after waking up. This is mentioned in Tirmidhi. And it is again a beautiful way of doing hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and admitting the fact that we die or we wake up. Okay, or we get life or death. That is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or when we sleep or we wake up. This is again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gives us this ability and power to sleep and wake up. Yes, respective viewers of Madani Channel, we should make this beautiful dua whenever we go to bed. And when we wake up, the first thing should be again, hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillahilladhi. And this is beauty of duas of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Most of the duas they start with the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then further hamd is made, respect, dua and supplication is made in further part of the du'as. So we should start our day with the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should end our day with the hamd and praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this should be our routine. And this was the routine of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Every moment, whenever he would wake up, whenever he would go to bed, whenever Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would sit, whenever it was day, it was night, morning or evening, every different parts of the day or different moments, see, in life, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam would recite various different du'as. And this is what we have thought to bring for you, those beautiful du'as mentioned in the hadith, in the routine of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, supplications and prayers which he made in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Definitely, they would be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what we've been taught by our master, Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. Wasim Abbasbi, another beautiful dua mentioned, kalimat, these beautiful words which have been mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. Could you please mention?
Subhanallah. This is again, these are beautiful words that the Prophet taught us from the perspective of when a person wakes up in the middle of night, then what he gains and what should he recite and what would be the benefit. So again, in this narration, the final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says that if the person who wakes up from sleep at night recites the following dua and then makes any dua, it will be accepted. And the salah the person offers after making wudu will also be accepted. So a person wakes up in the middle of the night, so he utters these words, he makes this dua first, and then whatever dua he makes, that will be accepted, and whatever salah he offers, that will also be accepted. Now, what is that dua? What are those words which we've been prescribed in the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam? La ilaha illallahu wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir, wa subhanallahi walhamdulillahi wa la ilaha illallahu wallahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Now these words we should utter if we wake up in the middle of the night. Make any dua after this, dua will be accepted. Offer any salah after that, salah will be accepted.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, mashallah. Respected viewers of Madani Sharif, this is what we have heard. And we should remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even when we take turns, when you wake up at night and all of a sudden you want to sleep again, but during that pause in between, you see, you take turn, and that very moment, if you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you remember any dua, if you remember any hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you should praise. And one of these beautiful kalimat, subhanallah, what we have heard, we can recite and we can praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And further, we also heard that if we do get up at night and pray in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Salatul Layl or Salatul Tahajjud, inshaAllah, then dua is made, that will be accepted. Wasima Masbi, we have also been guided by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when we leave our homes, when we enter our home, when we start eating, when we end up our meal, when we go to bed, when we wake up. Allahu Akbar, every moment when we get into our vehicle or car, when we start our journey, when we board a plane, or maybe when we board to any ship. So there have been beautiful du'as on every occasion Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. So we would like to share with you, which du'a shall we make when we leave our home? This is beautiful du'a and very, very, very mujarrab, and tested and trialed from experience that really it works, and you get protection from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you do tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you have that trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is that dua and what does it mean? We'll find out. You will see back in Tirmidhi Sharif, again, beautiful dua mentioned.
Subhanallah. The seal of the Prophet, the final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, said that the person who recites this dua when exiting his home, when leaving his home, then his difficulties will be removed and he remains safe from the harm of enemies, and Satan will move away from him. How many benefits we find in this dua when we leave the house? So we should recite this dua. The benefit would be
calamities will be removed,
difficulties will be removed, he will remain safe from the harm of the enemies, and Satan the accursed will also stay away from him. Subhanallah. And what is the dua? Bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allahi la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. These are the beautiful words that we should recite, make a habit of reciting whenever we leave our home. On daily basis, we leave our home to go to work, universities, colleges, school, etc. So whenever we do so, we should recite this dua, and the benefit and blessings that we've just heard about, inshallah, we'll also gain those blessings.
Why not? We will get these blessings, Yom Basbeh. When you look at the meaning of this beautiful dua, you're doing tawakkul. We're starting our journey, or when we leave our home, we are starting with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're getting the blessing of Bismillah. Tawakkal to Allah, then you're doing tawakkul upon Allah.
Reliance
upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our trust is upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then definitely we'll have madad, we will have nusrat, we will have help from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then further, we are admitting the fact that any good, whatever is there, you see, ability to do good and to get protection from sins, again, that is from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have got this mentality, we should have this trust that whatever we do, that is from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why would anything harm us, inshallah, if we have got this trust that everything what happens from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and definitely we will have protection. This is the summary what I've just mentioned for you. And further, another beautiful prayer that would be the last one to share with you today. But again, inshallah, next week we'll have a few more beautiful du'as of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, which was taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself, or they were the routine of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, part of the supplications he used to make. We will share with you. Wasim bhai, this du'a is wonderful, beautiful, amazing, full of blessings, you can say, and what a reward it contains. In Tirmidhi Sharif again mentioned that when a person enters into a marketplace, so what should he or she recite, and what reward is there for him or her?
Subhanallah. Again, the beloved Prophet of Allah, the final messenger of Allah, the seal of the Prophets sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, said that the person who recites these words when entering a marketplace, Allah Almighty will order that 1 million virtues be written in his book of deeds, and will erase his 1 million sins, and will elevate his 1 million ranks.
Allah.
So 1 million virtues will be written for him in his book of deeds, 1 million sins will be erased, and 1 million ranks will be elevated for the person who enters marketplace and recites this dua. What is the dua? La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, yuhyi wa yumitu wa huwa hayyun la yamutu bi yadihi alkhayr wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. These are the words. This is the dua that we should recite before entering the marketplace. Inshallah, 1 million virtues will be recorded for us, 1 million sins will be forgiven for us, and 1 million ranks of that very individual will also be elevated who recites this dua before entering the marketplace.
Mashallah. Now it's time to include one segment in our program, and that is Quranic dua. Let's include this segment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ud'uni yastajib lakum.
Supplicate to me, I will accept it. Respected viewers of Madani Shalom, today the Quranic dua which we are going to inshallah mention, it's very famous dua. What a beautiful meaning it has, and it is again a Quranic dua.
رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَا.
Oh, my Rabb, maintain as one who establishes salah, and those from amongst my descendants who are Rabb, and acknowledge my prayer. So this is a beautiful dua taught in the Holy Quran. And subhanAllah, respective use of brother and children, we should make this dua. We should learn this dua. Not only learn this dua, we should supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is very, very jamming and beautiful, brief, concise, subhanAllah, comprehensive, in other words, dua. And this contains the asking forgiveness for mu'mineen, for as well as for you, especially parents. I think that we should learn this dua. Not only we learn this beautiful dua, we should also teach this to our kids, our children. What will happen if they recite this dua in salah at the end? So that child who would offer five times daily prayers, he will always, always, automatically, when he will pray this dua, he will include dua for his own parents.
Indeed.
Right? Indeed. So this is one of the beautiful dua what we can teach our children, and when they will be reciting salah, automatically they will remember their own parents. And
this is also a right of the parents upon the children, for children to make dua for them.
Yeah.
So in salah, their children will be making dua, and also outside salah as well, they should be
remembering
for their parents. And this is a beautiful dua to ask in the court of Allah Almighty for our parents.
No doubt. Second verse of Madani Shalom, now it's the time to include one segment in our program, and that is message of the day. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ud'uni yastajib lakum.
Supplicate to me, I will accept it. I get complaints of students which I have to forward to my seniors. It's my job. Does it fall under tale-telling? Please guide me.
As in, it is your responsibility that the issues that are created by the students, you have to convey them ahead, since this is an educational institute and students have come to gain education. Now, mentioning their faults is not to mention their shortcomings or flaws. It is for their reform. So there's no element of tale-telling involved over here. There's a difference between tale-telling and backbiting. What is backbiting? Let's listen to its definition. Talking about someone's faults that are present in him, behind his back, as a shortcoming of his, as a flaw in him, is known as backbiting. And tale-telling is telling something of someone to another person, so a conflict rises between them. Conveying something of one person to another person with the intention of causing them harm or creating a dispute or making them fight. Let's say, for example, Zaid mentioned something negative about Bakr, mentioned his shortcoming. Now, the one to whom it was mentioned, the shortcoming, the negativity of Bakr by Zaid, he relays it to Bakr with the intention that a fight, a dispute breaks out between both of them. This is deemed as tale-telling. And in a hadith, it mentions that a tale-teller will not enter paradise. If the end was upon faith, then what will happen is that after one has faced his punishment, after one's been punished for his sins, then he will enter paradise. It is all upon the mercy of Allah. If he forgives without accountability, there's no one to stop him. He may do whatever he wills. Anyhow, tale-telling does entail punishment. One should fear Allah Almighty.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad.
Respectfulness, today, inshallah, we'll be talking about a beautiful personality in this very segment, and that is segment about one personality which we include in our program. Wasim Abbasbe, can you please introduce this very beautiful personality, the value of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom we included in our program.
You see, Rizwan Bey, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed this earth with several awliya karam, various awliya karam, and one very prominent name amongst them is of Khwaja Nizamuddin awliya rahmatullah alayh, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed specially with many, many virtues and excellences, many greatness and many excellences were given to him, Khwaja Nizamuddin Awliya Rahmatullah Alayh. Now, he, rahmatullah alayhi, what was his name? His name was Muhammad, and he was given many, many titles, such as Sheikh al-Mashayikh, Sultan al-Mashayikh, Nizamuddin, and Mahbub-e-Ilahi. These were some of his titles. Now, another excellence that he possessed was that he was Najibu al-Tarafain Sayyid, meaning that he was Sayyid from the side of his father as well as from the side of his mother. And when you talk about his father, his name was Sayyid Ahmad Rahmatullah Alayh. And regarding him, it is stated that Sayyid Ahmad Rahmatullah Alayh, he was also a Wali by birth.
Okay.
By birth, he was a Wali. And his mother, Sayyidatuna Zulaykha Rahmatullah Alayha, her name was Zulaykha Rahmatullah Alayha, she was also a Wali of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Khwaja Nizamuddin Awliya Rahmatullah Alayh opened his eyes in the household of Vilayat, in the household of sainthood. His parents already had sainthood and had that station of Vilayat given by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So you can imagine what great splendors and spirituality he would have attained from his own very household where he was born. Now, Nizamuddin Awliya Rahmatullah Alayh, he was born on 27th Safarul Muzaffar on the day of Wednesday in 634 Hijri. And when we talk about his initial education and upbringing, it is stated that he acquired his initial studies, Quran studies, and other studies from his own town where he was born. And he was born in UP in India, in a city called Badayun. And then he further excelled in acquiring studies from a famous scholar of the time, Maulana Alauddin Usuli Rahmatullah Alayh. So from him, he acquired a few branches of science. And then he excelled, he went to very prominent and famous ulama to excel in his academic brilliance. And he acquired further studies, because remember, when you want to attain certain ranks in Vilayat, you can't do that without acquiring education, without acquiring Islamic knowledge. So he, rahmatullah alayh, then excels further, and he acquired further knowledge from expert ulama of the time. Now, when we talk about his bi'ah, the pledge of allegiance, and his khilafah, it is stated regarding him that he, rahmatullah alayh, he would go to many shuyukh, many ulama, in pursuit of getting spirituality. But then, during this journey, he happened to get to Sayyidina Baba Fariduddin Mas'ud Ganchakar Rahmatullah Alayh. Now, when he went to his court, now he was fully devoted to him.
Subhanallah.
He was fully devoted to him. He became his disciple. He became his servant over there. And when his spiritual training enhancement came to a point, that is when he, rahmatullah alayh, was also given khilafah over there. So this is where he attained his khilafah. Now, very quickly, let's talk about his character.
Before we proceed ahead, I just want to make one point here. Respecting the Muhammad Nishan, one is knowledge, that is called ilm. One is tarbiyah. These two different things.
Mm-hmm.
One is apparent knowledge, and one is knowledge which is knowledge of batin. See, inwardly, the characteristics and having knowledge of marifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The journey of spirituality, maybe you will not be able to find this within the books. Yeah, definitely, for that you need to learn books, that ilm should be there. But after that, learning knowledge from the books, from ulama, one should also present himself in the court of a Shaykh Kamil, who does his tarbiyah, who does his tazkiyah, who cleans, when he, the heart, and then he makes that heart, subhanAllah, further polished, which can have the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then those stages, they are, you see, further those manazil a person achieves, and then slowly and gradually, mashallah, these subhanAllah stages are covered. So this is very important, having spiritual knowledge and apparent knowledge, both ilm and tarbiyah, both they go together. And awliya Allah, especially whenever we hear the seerah of various awliya kiram, they had knowledge of deen Islam, but again they went and they presented themselves in the court of a Shaykh Kamil. So we need to have subhanallah, a Shaykh Kamil. We need to give our hand in the hand of a Shaykh Kamil who has been to that path, who knows that journey, then he knows which way to go and how can he guide us. For that true mentor, for that true Shaykh, for that true guide, who knows the way, who can take us and walk us to that Sirati Mustaqeem for which we every day in our prayers we ask dua for. Alhamdulillah, these Shuyukh Kamil, they make us walk onto that Sirati Mustaqeem straight path. And that's what we learned. Since that Sheikh, he learned his knowledge and everything, but again when he went to the court of Sheikh Kamil, that's where subhanAllah he started the journey of tariqah.
So that's where his spiritual enhancement took place. And Allah Allah karne se Allah na mile
Allah wale
jo Allah jo Allah se mila dete hain.
And again, there are certain awliya kiram, they are very diverse, no doubt. But again, as you mentioned the word enhancement, so the manazil and stages, subhanallah, they have further increased and they go see higher and higher and higher in the ranks.
That's when the ma'rifah, the cognizance of Allah Almighty is attained further. Now, Nizamuddin Awliya rahmatullah alayh, when you talk about his character, what kind of character he possessed. Now, he rahmatullah alayh spent his entire life in acquiring knowledge. He rahmatullah alayh, he was a devout worshipper. He rahmatullah alayh would enjoin goodness to people. He rahmatullah alayh was extremely, extremely pious, extremely generous. He was someone who would donate things for others. He's someone who would please the hearts of other people. He's someone who would forgive other people. He's someone who would have forbearance. He was an embodiment of good manners and good having character.
All good attributes.
And someone who was completely averted from this very world. Now, just one very account, Rizwan Bhai, I would mention over here just to highlight the greatness of his character. There was one person, and what he would do is he would talk ill of him.
Okay.
He would say bad things about him. Now you can imagine if someone says bad things about us,
so what would we do? Reaction?
And that very person had enmity against him for no reason.
Okay.
He would have enmity against him and he would talk ill of him. Now, when that person died, imagine our attitude, what would we do? We would be like, oh, thank God he's gone now. He's passed away. But Nizamuddin Awliya rahmatullah alayhi, he went to his funeral,
Allah,
to his janazah. And after the janazah, Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi, he makes dua that, oh Allah, whatever he said to me, whatever he did to me, I forgive him on it.
Uh-huh.
Please do not punish him because of me.
Uh-huh.
Because of the injustice he's done to me, do not punish him because of that. Look at the greatness of Nizamuddin Awliya rahmatullah alayhi. And this is something that we need to learn as well. That these are those personalities who taught us to forgive others, who taught us to give others, who taught us to, you know, hold that, to spread harmony amongst the society. So this is just one glimpse of his character. And when we continue further, there are many other aspects that we can talk about. Certainly miracles that he, rahmatullah alayhi, was given. Once he was invited in a gathering and thousands of people came. Whereas arrangement was only made for 50-60 people to eat. Now everyone was worried, but he rahmatullah alayhi called his disciples and he said that make everyone wash their hands,
okay,
and make them sit in a circle of 10 people each, and now the bread that you have, break them into four pieces and put it down.
Okay.
Alhamdulillah, this was his instructions were followed, and all those thousands of people, they ate to their full. There to their fill, and not only that, some food was also left over.
It's a
stately miracle of Nizamuddin Awliya rahmatullah. And then there are many sayings of his as well, which teach us what we should do and how we should, you know, kisi ki burai na karo, do not talk ill of anyone. This is one of his sayings. And there are many, many other statements of his, which shows how we should enlighten our inner self, how should we enlighten and enhance our spirituality. And these are the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who teach us how to tread upon the path of righteousness. Again, he rahmatullah alayhi, he passed away on 18th Rabiul Akhir in 725 Hijri on Wednesday. And it was none other than Sayyidina Abu al-Fatah Ruknuddin Shah Rukni Alam Suharwardi rahmatullah alayhi, who led his funeral salah. And he rahmatullah alayhi was buried in Delhi, and that's where his shrine is also. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his mercy and blessings upon Nizamuddin Awliya rahmatullah alayh and forgive us all without accountability for his sake.
Allahumma amin. Respected viewers of Madani Share, now it's time to include last segment of our program, and that is dua. Fatiha. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ادعوني استجب لكم.
Supplicate to me, I will accept it.
Respective Yusuf Madani Sharif, let's make dua the quote of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Raise your hands. Forget any good deeds we may have performed for a little while and try to ponder, reflect upon the mistakes, shortcomings, sins we have been committing throughout our life. Whenever you make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make sure you make dua with focus, with concentration, with utmost focus and concentration, because you are present in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you're talking and you're asking, you're supplicating, and you are requesting, pleading in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our mind, our heart, our body should be at one place, and we need to make dua with this firm belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listens our supplications, our du'as, and accepts and listens our prayers. With this yaqeen, with this belief, inshallah, when we make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept surely our prayers. And we never know, tens of thousands of people would be watching and raising their hands. Maybe little kids would also raise their hands. Maybe elderly would also raise their hands. Maybe those who are close in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they may also be raising their hands today in this dua, because Madani channel is watched across the globe. And we never know if their ameen upon our duas, subhanAllah, is accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our fortune will also shine. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to make dua the way we should be making and the way we have been asked to make, with full concentration. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen.
Amen.
ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار.
آمين.
اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا واغفر لنا ومرضى يا واسع الكرم. يا رب ذو الجلال يا رحمن يا رحيم يا حنان يا منان. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, we've come once again back in your court, Ya Allah. We've raised our hands in your park, pure court, Ya Allah. And many, many, many people could be raising hands right now across the globe, watching Madani channel, Ya Allah. Amongst them, the one who is most closest in your court, Ya Allah. For his or her sake. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, forgive all our major and minor sins, Ya Allah. Be pleased with us, Ya Allah. Be pleased with us, Ya Allah. Ya Abdul Jalal, free us from the fire of Jahannam. Free us from the fire of hell, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Abdul Jalal, may we enter in Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah. In the paradise where Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa tasleem would reside. Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal, when we live, deliver Islam, when we die with Iman, insect with us, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal, Malikumullah, whenever we look back towards the Book of Deeds, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal, we look at it and it is full of mistakes, full of sins. Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal, we do not find any good deed which can be presented in your court as a wasila. Allah, because Ya Rahman, we don't remember any deed which could have done with ikhlas, with sincerity for your sake. But again, Ya Allah, it is your karam, it is your raham, it is your fadl, it is your rahma, Ya Allah. Ya Malikumullah, you give us ability and tawfiq to supplicate in your court, Ya Allah, to pray, Ya Rahman, in your court, to ask from your court, Ya Allah. We are asking, you love the one who makes dua, asks from you, please, in your court, Ya Allah. We have raised our hands for the sake of that little child who is raising hands, for the sake of that elderly. Ya Rahman, Malikumullah, forgive all our shortcomings, all our sins, Ya Rabbizul Jalal. Be pleased with us. Malikum Ola, Ya Rahman, those that are ill, give them shifa. Those that are worried, remove their worries. Any hajj, any duas, these brothers and sisters right now watching Medani Channel, if they've got Ya Rahman, any hajj, any dua, you know them better, Ya Allah. You know our hearts, our minds, our thoughts. Allah, you know our duas, Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal, for the sake of Mustafa Kareem, alayhi salatu wa tasbeen. Grant everyone desires hajat and dua, got in their hearts, in their minds, those that ill, give them shifa, those that worried, remove their worries. Those that are under debt, may their debts be removed and paid off. Ar-Rahman, those that are in need of children, Ya Allah, grant them pious children. Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal, anyone is having any rightful dua, except for the sake of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal, call us to Makkatul Mukarrama. Ya Rahman, show us Madinatul Nabi, Zalaha Allahu Sharfan wa Ta'zim. May we travel with our Rashid, Ya Rahman, with our Shaykh al-Kareem, Ya Rahman, Shaykh al-Kamil, Ya Allah. May we also look Mecca and Medina through his eyes, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal, accept this dua. May we perform Hajj with our Shaykh al-Kamil, with our parents, with our family members, Ya Rahman, with our loved ones, Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal. Ya Rahman, those they have left this mortal world, our loved ones, our elders, forgive them. Elevate their darajat, Ya Rahman. Please accept all the good deeds, whatever we have been able to perform for Aqa alayhi salatu wa taslim's court, and for all Anbiya ikram, Ya Rahman, for all Sahaba, Tabi'in, Tabi'in, Ahl al-Bayt, Ya Rahman, we present this as a hadiah, as a gift. Accept from us, Ya Rahman, Ya Rabbi Zul Jalal, for all mu'mineen and mu'minat, and forgive all ummah of Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam. Ye kyun kahun ke mujhko ye ata ho, wo do ke hamesha mere ghar bhar ka bhala ho. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabih. Ya أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما صلى الله على النبي الأمي وآله صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله يا الله جب میں واپسی ہو سامنے ہو روضہ اے رسول الله آنکھوں میں ہو جلوہ اے رسول الله لبه لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. That's all for today, inshallah. We'll be back next week, same time, same channel. Keep watching Madani channel. Until next time, keep reciting Salat upon Nabi. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ادعوني
to me, I will accept it.